and welcome back to episode 11 of the Power On Retro Gaming Podcast. We're finally back. It's been about a year since our last episode.
It has been about a year.
My name's Scott, and as always, the charming James, or Parfo, is with me. And, well, first of all, how are you, James? Well, I'll call you Parfo for the sake of continuity. How are you?
I'm pretty good, Scott. How are you?
Good. Going well. Since the last time we spoke, I believe, which was in 2017.
That is correct.
That's correct.
We had episode 10.
We had some contract breakdowns and we weren't able to record. But look, we're back, and as we say every episode, we will try to make more episodes to please our
faithful listeners.
Yeah, 35 subscribers on YouTube. Hit the notification bell. Anyway, we're back and we're going to talk about some games today, which is why I'm sure you're listening. But anyway, let's get right into it because people have been waiting a long time. Reasons for why we took so long to come back is just basically, look, we had some housing changes.
Definitely.
A lot of that sort of stuff. So I guess that's sort of, and just basically being lazy, we really could have done it if we wanted to. But look, a lot of changes have happened over the last year. So look, now we're both set up again. It's something we could probably do on a more regular basis.
Yeah.
Anyway, flying into it, let's talk about games we have played recently, or not so recently. Depends when you last time you listened, and also completed. Do you want to fire off one that you've sort of beaten recently or played at recent times, my man?
I can definitely do that. The last game that I've beaten was Donkey Kong Country Returns on the Wii.
Oh.
Now, if you haven't played that, it's pretty much a return to form from the old Donkey Kong Country games on the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Very fun, but actually very hard.
Side-scrolling action?
Yeah, side-scrolling.
How is the music?
Music was done by the same guy that did the original three.
Oh, God.
Music was absolutely terrific.
And what is the status of the giant ostrich from the third world in the original game? Dead, alive, what? Missing?
He was missing? What the hell was his name?
I don't know. Ollie? I don't think that was it.
I don't think it was it.
The big banana falls on his head at the end, doesn't it? When you beat him.
King K. Rool?
Oh, no, hang on. I don't know. Next week's episode, we'll be talking about that. We'll follow up. Put that down on that bit of paper.
Some of the games I've beaten in 2019 as well was the Flintstones 2 on the NES. Mm. Now, this is a game that I've been wanting since the podcast actually first started back in 2016.
Was that the game that was highlighted in the Game Chasers episode?
Yeah, that was like their episode 4.
Yeah.
They got it like real cheap and it was... They couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
On how cheap they got it.
That's right. He found it and they had it marked for
like for the other games price.
Yeah. Okay.
I think they went to Game Exchange.
Oh, yes.
Also
known in Australia as Game Exchange. Yep.
Good game. I got it at a decent price for what it usually goes for. So I've actually got the actual copy.
Oh, yeah.
It was only released in PAL territories in Italy.
Oh.
Also tackled on Titanfall 2, which was actually a very surprisingly good game.
Yeah, I've heard that. I own it. Didn't play the first one.
The first one was Xbox only, and it was online only.
That's right. The second one I've lent to my brother, so I can't play it if I wanted to right now. But
single player was very good.
That's good. What was it like? Halo sort of game, or I don't even know.
Well, you're in your mech.
Yeah.
So you're playing as either the human or the mech, and you're taking names and killing people as you do.
Oh, golly.
But it's just the mechanics of it all. It's just done really well.
Yeah.
That's a game I would like to see another one for.
Well, let me just ring up Bill Gates and order a Titanfall 3.
beat South Park, The Stick of Truth.
Oh, yes.
That was actually quite good. It's funny too. Resident Evil 2. Now,
as in the remake?
The remake, yes. The remake.
Yeah, okay. Well, it sounds like you've knocked over a few little tiles there. Did you beat, other than Flintstones, have you completed anything else retro?
Because
this is a retro gaming podcast.
That is correct. Not
last 3 years release dated podcast.
In terms of retro, besides the Flintstones, the last two that I've beaten was Super Metroid and Super Mario Brothers 3.
Ah, yes. Super Mario Brothers 3. So that's the first time you've completed that?
First time I've ever completed that. Yeah. I've been trying to complete that since bloody came out, to be honest with you, when I got it on the Super All-Stars pack on the Super Nintendo.
Yeah, yeah.
Metroid, I've beaten twice now.
Really?
Yeah.
With save states or classic?
Classic, because it's got save slots.
Oh, that's right, it does. I knew that. That's why I'm the host. Well, that's good. Sounds like you're getting through a few.
Yeah, and what about yourself?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because in the last sort of year or so, I have only really... Well, in terms of retro, I haven't really beaten too much. I did complete the original Super Mario Brothers, which I'm sure to many people who lived through the 90s isn't a big deal. But to me it was, because having Super Mario All-Stars, I just never completed it. And it was nice to complete it. I did have to use the save states on the Switch, but I beat it. It's just cool to accomplish that game, because it's probably the first game most of us ever played.
Yeah, it was the first game that I ever played.
Yeah, so I beat that. In terms of retro, not much in terms of retro. I did complete Persona 3 on the PSP, which was about a 70-hour game.
Oh, wow. So on the PSP, 70 hours. Yeah,
took a few years on and off. It was quite difficult. It's a very different layout to the PlayStation 2 version, but generally the same. I love the PSP. It's probably my favorite gaming platform, I guess you call it, format. It's just fantastic. Persona 3, I beat Tropical Freeze, Donkey Kong on the Wii U.
Okay.
Not too much, because I don't really like to start anything new until I beat others. When you're playing JRPGs and stuff like that, and games that you get stuck on, it can lead to a sort of a dry spell in terms of other starting games and completing. Yeah.
Because they go on for massive games.
And then there's games where I play, such as fighting games like Street Fighter and stuff, where you're not really trying to accomplish anything, you're just sort of playing for fun.
Yep.
So that's sort of it for me that I can think of. I did beat Evil Within, which was quite good, and Resident Evil 7 on Xbox One, and Doom as well. But, those games to me, you just sort of knock them on the head and that's it.
7 was good though, Resident Evil 7.
Yeah, it was. It was a bit different. I liked the flashback sort of scene where you have to, I think it's like a booby trap room and you have to escape.
Yep.
I did like that. So that was cool. But Doom was very hit and miss to me. It was just sort of, I just played through it and didn't think twice about
it. There was no real story to it that captivated me, but the action was good.
Yeah, that's right. Once it was done, Evil Within I did enjoy. It's a little bit different. But yet to play Resident Evil 2. Never beat it on the PlayStation 1, but did play it. So I wonder if that'll set... I know we've spoken in the show before about remakes, but I wonder if that'll set us up for a remake of number 3, because they have done one already.
Yeah, yep.
Now done 2, 3, possibly Code Veronica X, I don't know. But I'm sure, look, these things, they do print a bit of money, so with the Final Fantasy 7 remake coming out, that'll probably kickstart a lot of these old titles.
I think so. But I like fresh ideas myself.
Yeah, I like fresh ideas, but I understand, like, people are drawn to things that they can read up about online. And a new game, it really has to captivate an audience, and then the audience get behind it and say, okay, everyone play this. Whereas Final Fantasy VII, people might not have ever played it or seen game footage, but they know it's good. I think it's even listed in the top 5 games up there with, like, Ocarina of Time, Bubsy 2. Anyway, but we'll see what happens in the future. We'll go back to that. We'll touch on that a bit later. But anyway, we went to New York, and I suppose I'll let you explain why we went to New York.
Yeah, so I went to New York for my wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
It was good to have us all there and during one day where I was visiting you. Where were we staying again? Greenwich Village?
Yeah. I can't remember. I was trying to remember the street, but
Was
Midtown?
It was around Midtown. Yeah. I think it was in the village. It's got a lot of record stores and some cool buildings and some old video game stores as well nearby. So we went and actually checked out what was to offer in New York in terms of retro gaming.
Yeah, yeah.
We hopped into a couple stores. Some were Japanese sort of novelty toys.
Overpriced, if you ask me.
Yeah, I thought so too.
As most things are in New York. You pretty much put $100 cash in your pocket and you walk home and then you look in your wallet and you got $20 left.
Yeah. Well, we went to Japan and we know what those sort of things go for overseas.
Yeah, yeah. Like, because it's cool because we've been to New York now, or America, Japan and Korea.
Yeah.
Looking for games, essentially. In terms of actually what you picked up in America, I know that we were only together in New York, but you went on for a few more weeks around the country. Did you collect anything that you'd like to mention?
I it's got one being Rad Racer 2 on the NES.
Rat Racer?
Yeah, Road Racer.
Oh, Road Racer, sorry.
No, Rad Racer.
Oh, if we said Rat Racer.
No, Rad Racer.
Rad Racer, okay.
We got Crystalis, which is on the NES. It's like a action adventure game. Similar to Zelda in a way.
Okay, Crystalis on the NES.
Yeah, it only came out over there and in Japan as well.
Right.
We got Dirty Harry, based on the movie with Clint Eastwood.
Yep.
Dragon Warrior, which is...
Eastwood,
yeah, no, the football player.
Oh. Eastwood?
Clint Eastwood. Isn't it Clint Eastwood?
Yeah, you said Eastwood.
Did I?
Yeah.
You sure?
Roll it back later and listen.
And I got Metroid Zero Mission on the GBA as well.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. They recently re-released that, didn't they? On the, I think 3DS?
No.
A different game?
That was Metroid 2.
Oh.
So Metroid Zero Mission is a remake of the first Metroid on the NES.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what you got.
Yeah, no, so it's like Super Nintendo graphics. They added a few little things to improve it.
Yep.
And it's kind of like Super Metroid, but the first game that was on the NES, kind of like remastered in a way.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. And, I mean, in terms of the general feel over there, I mean, we've watched YouTube, obviously the Game Chasers, but did you feel there was a lot to offer in terms of, I'd say, volume of games? Like, were you like, oh, I'm trying to find this, but I can't find it, or... were you more like, oh, there's five copies of Plock? Or, you know, how did you feel when you went into these stores?
Not as much as when I went in 2016, because I think back then it still wasn't as big.
Yeah.
It's been growing, but at a point now, the stores are there, but from what is available to you, it's just a lot of common stuff. When I was there in 2016, like, I bought Earthbound.
Yeah.
I wasn't seeing any of that sort of stuff anymore.
Oh, what was that like to finish that game? It's probably holding up a couple of books somewhere, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, no, I'm just kidding. But I think you're right, though. I think there was about a five-year sort of lapse where it was really popular to collect games. Just became popular overnight. You know, everyone was buying up stuff, selling. You could go on any gaming group and say, you know, I'm looking for... you know, whatever.
I get nothing now.
Yeah.
If I ask,
yeah,
does anyone have this? No one responds.
Well, yeah, you're right. And I used to post, you know, I'm looking for a black SP, that's Game Boy Advance, but, and within the day or a couple of hours, yeah, man, $40 or, you know, whatever it was.
There's none of that no more.
None of that no more, yeah. And I've left a lot of the groups. I just can't be bothered. Like, there's no point in me being in them. I've got what I wanted. I'd love a copy of Earthbound. Like, but I can buy a retro, what are they called?
It came on the also the mini Super Nintendo.
Oh, well, there, I've already got it. You just saved me $500.
Before we move on, what was your thoughts when we went into the retro gaming store in New York?
Look, I definitely appreciated it. I thought the staff were really helpful. I can't recall the name of the place. No. I know the one Friends in Japan we went to, but I can't recall the one in America. But, I mean, I bought a copy of Chrono Cross. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get a copy of Skullgirls on Vita, but I didn't. And I think I might have got... Oh, yes, that's right. I got a copy of Metal Slug Anthology on the PSP, but that didn't end up working when I got home, and Chrono Cross I haven't played yet. But I feel like that it was cool to see a lot of stock for these games because we don't really have anywhere in Australia where we'd go just on a busy street and say, okay, there's 10 copies of Final Fantasy VII.
No, exactly.
And that was pretty cool to me, to just go to somewhere and see, you know, 50 boxed Super Nintendo games.
And they're in English too.
Yeah, in English. Like, even if you didn't collect them, it's just cool to see that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we go, like, obviously we have a bit of stuff and we, you know, like, that's cool, like, to see it all together. But, yeah, name a place in Australia where we'd go and we'd see that. Probably.
No.
You know, even at Cash Converters back in the day, you'd see, like, maybe 4 games.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I felt like that was cool. Mind you, I wasn't really looking to collect while I was over there.
No.
But.
Well, we were there for my wedding as well.
We were there for your wedding and, like, I was at the end of the trip. Whereas the money had sort of already been spent, whereas you were
at the start,
fresh off the plane, so, you know, rolling in the Benjamins. But
I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, but look, I did appreciate a good gaming store. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Ah, well, there. So yeah, but all in all, it was a good trip, good wedding, and everything. So good on you. Now we've talked a little bit about what we've completed. Well, I guess we'll just head into our latest buys.
Latest buys for me is my wife is probably going to kill me if
you
she
You bought your
this.
Wife?
No.
You paid for it? Oh, wrong podcast.
DuckTales 2 on the NES.
Okay, so you pulled the trigger on that, and so what, you just went down the bank and said, I need...
A bit of a loan?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I ended up getting that one.
Okay.
Air Fortress on the NES as well. Bit of an obscure title.
Yep.
I hear it's actually good and I haven't put it in yet. It only came in last week. But it's made by HAL Laboratories, who did like Kirby and all that.
Smash Bros.
Yep. And they've done a lot of good titles.
Yeah.
I've actually got Lolo 2, which is a puzzle game on the NES. It's also made by HAL Laboratories.
Yeah.
It was the only one I needed in the trilogy.
Mm.
So I thought I'd get that as well. And Gunsmoke on the NES as well, which is pretty much a shoot 'em up, kind of like Sunset Riders, but it's a vertical. So you're moving around and you're shooting while you're walking around the streets like a cowboy.
Moving forward as opposed to side to side.
Yeah. Well, you're moving up.
Super swift sort of style.
And that's about it. Today I bought Mega Man 11 on the PS4.
Yeah.
That's the first game that they made without the original maker. Because he left a few years ago to make the Mighty No. 9.
Yeah.
And that bombed hard while this has been doing all right.
Well, that's good. Do we have, I don't suppose we know any figures of sales. There's not really, is there even a database for that sort of stuff?
There probably is, but have to dig a little deeper.
Yeah, probably have to. Into the web.
What about yourself?
No, look, there hasn't been a lot of latest buys for me. I did get the BlazBlue Persona Tag Team fighting game.
You did mention this.
Which was pretty cool. But like all that stuff, there's not a lot to it. Xenochronicles, I don't even know what it's called, on not the second one on the Switch.
Yep.
Xeno.
Been playing your Switch much?
Yeah, look, I've been playing a bit of Smash Bros. Yeah, I have. Look, to be honest, yeah, I have. I got the Pokemon on that at Christmas, and I've been playing that and Smash Bros. Well, mainly just Smash Bros, to be honest.
Yep.
I like it because it's cool, you know, when you just sit down and just grab it and it's ready to go.
Yeah.
The online store is pretty good. It could be better. It could have, you know, all SNES titles and stuff on there. I really don't know why they don't pull the trigger with that stuff and just start, you know, chuck all the GameCube games on there, all that stuff. Like, what are they waiting for? Is the question.
Third-party agreements, maybe? Maybe they have to pay them off? I don't know.
Yeah, look, I can understand that, but, I mean, if they own Mario enough to put him in Smash Brothers, surely they can put, you know, Mario Sunshine, Mario...
They could go with, like, the first-party games.
Yeah, that would be enough for me, you know? That's the Wind Waker. It's almost like they don't do it just because it's... Oh, I can't even give you a reason that I can think of.
I'm not too sure.
Maybe they don't want to do it because it later on down the road they can't do it. So I don't know. I can't even tell you, I guess.
Well, they recently, or a couple of years ago, they brought out the Wind Waker HD thing on the Wii U.
They did. And there's talk they're going to do Skyward Sword.
Are they?
Well, there's talk on HD, but... When the Wind Waker came out on GameCube, they released a HD Ocarina of Time with it.
Yeah, they did.
Limited edition with, like, the Master Quest. So, I think they have the power to do that, but they just don't really do it.
Yep.
Which is sad, because it'd be cool for the fans. And it also keeps people interested in old games, you know? Like, Wind Waker and games like that, that maybe a lot of people didn't play because they were too young or never had the console... It'd be fun to go back and play that.
And experience it.
Yeah, they do it a lot on the PlayStation Store. You see now PS3 games and PS2 games on there. But it's, you know, to me it's like, it's just an area that's never really been tackled correctly by Nintendo.
Yep, I agree.
So it's a shame. But
they don't, until recently, they haven't really revisited their past so much. Now with the little mini consoles, but they should put a bit more effort into it, I reckon.
Yeah, well, like, pay a little bit of money and make it better than it, like, the, yeah. You know, like, you see the excitement around Super Smash Bros. And how it has so many characters from all these different things. It's like, well, look at that, and then look at what it could be.
Yep.
So, yeah, I guess that's, they probably feel that people don't care, but that might also be a cultural thing where they want to keep moving forward, and I know in Japan they're always about expanding on what they already have rather than revisiting the past, so.
Yep.
And look, it took, you know, a long time for Final Fantasy VII to be remade. It's still not even out yet. By the time we do the next episode, it's probably won't even be out, which will be sometime next year.
We'll be looking at the PS5.
Yeah, and they teased that with the PS3. And it took... When did the PS3 come out? 2006?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah,
5 maybe. So it's, you know... These things... People want them. There isn't an audience for it. But it's almost like it just doesn't happen because you tell me. I don't know. Anyway, on that sort of topic, we'll talk about some gaming hopefuls, which is a segment that always sparks controversy online. Unlikely. But anyway, what do we want to see come out? What do we want to see in the future?
I think I mentioned it before. What was it?
I don't know. Kirby Dream Stars? No, I don't know. Battletoads? What? You tell me.
I have no idea. I mentioned it before, too. I've had a mind blank.
Well, mine are, as always, Mario Sunshine 2.
Yep.
And Banjo-Kazooie 3. Possibility of Mario Sunshine is slightly higher than Banjo-Kazooie 3 at this stage.
Yep.
But I've got a good feeling about tomorrow. No, but...
Nintendo's been working a lot with Microsoft lately.
Well, we're seeing... Both of them come to the party on the online front.
Yeah.
Maybe we're moving in a direction where they're going to be like, look, it's too much trouble. Let's join forces.
So you never know. We might see that Banjo-Kazooie 3.
Because we did see years and years ago, Nintendo basically had an agreement with Sony, which led to Sony making their own console.
Yeah.
So who knows? Like, the Xbox could say, look, we're not selling great. We'll jump on board with you guys. Here's all our properties. But who owns Banjo-Kazooie? Xbox.
Microsoft. Xbox, yeah, because it's under the Rare name.
Rare, okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's in terms of games I'd like to see. That'd be two of them.
Yep.
But anything you can think of you'd like to see?
I'm pretty content at the moment, to be honest with you.
Oh, well, there you go. He's content. He doesn't need anything else.
No, just looking forward to the new Wolfenstein coming out.
Yep.
Which is not set with Blazkowicz.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a girl or his daughter in the future.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
They are good games.
They are.
I want to play the PlayStation 3 one, but they are very good games.
The last ones I thoroughly enjoyed, especially the New Colossus 2. Thought that was a really good game.
On the Xbox. Yeah, I beat that too. I liked the New Order, I think it was.
Yeah, New Order was good too.
Yeah, and then the other one went a bit weird, like turned into like a zombie game at the end. Was that the New Order? I don't know.
It was the New Order.
Maybe the other one was the one I really liked. That's a game I'd like to revisit. Well, yeah, there you go. So, Wolfenstein, yeah, cool series. What about, well, I guess the last part we'll talk about gaming news. Not that there's a great deal going on.
No, all we've got recently is, I believe, Nintendo Switch in Japan passed the sales of the PS4.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
In terms of figures, in total, Nintendo system currently sits at a total of 8,125,637 as of a couple of weeks ago. So who knows where it's gone altogether worldwide.
Why do you think the Switch has outsold the PlayStation, in your opinion?
Might be the portability of it all.
I don't know what the price tag's like on the Switch, but, I mean, it's reasonable in Australia. But I think that Smash Brothers just has such a cultural influence now. Yeah, games like Super Smash Brothers, Mario Party, and Mario Kart, which, you know, obviously people want to play those again. They relive their childhood memories. Their friends come over, it's got online. All the things they wanted when they were younger
Yep. Can
now be done online. So why not go ahead and buy it if it's got a good price tag on it? Easy. You know, it's handheld. They can take it to their friend's house easily, put it in their bag, take it on the train. All the things that they were trying to do with the Wii U, which, honestly, I liked it, but sort of failed.
Yeah, because now, you couldn't really take it that far.
Yeah, it's a bit big, you know, so... But this is smaller, slim. It doesn't have a lot of games on it, but it's great. It's pretty cool. And, you know, Nintendo are sort of back. There was, for a while there, people were saying, you know, they're done.
Yeah.
The Wii sold like 55 million. The GameCube was a bit of a failure. Wii U was a bit of a fail. They've held strong with the 3DS, but that's, I think, coming to the end of its life. But, yeah, the Switch is probably going to be the future for them.
Yep.
Anyway, so.
We're going to do a quick 2-minute review on Mighty Morphin Power Rangers on the Super Nintendo. Now, this is a game that I really wanted as a kid, as I was a big fan of the TV series. I believe it came out in 94, 95, was it?
I believe so.
My next door neighbor had it, and I saw it, and I saw him doing the boss fights that you can do. And I really wanted this game so badly that I even wrote a letter into Santa. And I ended up getting it for Christmas. And I was over the moon, and I still have that exact same copy to this day. Mm. Yeah, the Power Rangers, if you haven't played it before, it's done by Natsume and Bandai. And you can choose to pick between the 5 Power Rangers. You've got the blue, yellow, black...
Red.
Oh, and so yellow.
He really wanted it. Obviously a fan of the show. What was it called again?
Power Rangers.
Oh, okay, cool.
And first of all, I don't know if you can hear the background music, but the music is fantastic in the game. It's done really well for a Super Nintendo game of the time. Now, halfway through the level, you will end up morphing into your Power Ranger. So you end up playing as Jason, and you're going playing as Jason for like halfway through the level until...
In civilian clothing,
until you come across the boss and you morph into your Power Ranger. Now, Scott, you just beat the first level of the game. What is your opinion on Power Rangers?
Well, so far, so good. It was very enjoyable, the first level. I played as the red Power Ranger, Jason. Who would later become the green. Actually, I don't think that even happened.
No.
He did not. That did not happen.
That was Tommy.
That was Tommy, who would later become a pro UFC fighter. Anyway,
Yeah, being the first level, the boss fight was fairly difficult. It took me 2 attempts, but I've heard a rumor that level 2 is a lot harder. So, but the game, it looks great, and it does give you a password at the end of the level. So if I wanted to resume from level 2, I could with this password.
And that's our 2-minute review on the Super Nintendo Power Rangers. So
I guess that'll wind us up for, wind us down, I don't know how we say it, for this episode.
Yeah.
We do have a Facebook page.
And you can find us on Power On Retro Gaming on Facebook. Just enter it in.
Yep. And Instagram is?
The same thing, Power On Retro Gaming as well.
Yep. And we're always looking for questions to answer. Usually at the end of episode, we take questions from those platforms. So feel free to send us a message and we'll answer it on the show. It doesn't really matter if it's gaming related, but feel free to send us something and we'll try to get to it on the show. Yep. And that will be it for today. Thanks for stopping by and
thanks for listening and power on.
Power on.